Hello, funky listeners, and hello, Kyle, to another exciting episode of Funk Radio, a very fun podcast starring us. I'm Peter, by the way, and that's Kyle.
And hi, I'm Kyle. Yeah, we're your Funk Radio hosts, and if you aren't sick of us yet, you will be soon enough.
If you aren't sick of us yet, that means you haven't listened to us yet. Welcome.
If you enjoy self-deprecation...
I love self-defecation.
And self-defecation. We said it at the same time. Terrible.
Well, this is a terrific start.
What are we talking about today, Peter?
I thought we could have a fairly short discussion about the classic toy that I think a lot of people are familiar with in one way or another, the Fisher-Price record player.
Ah, yes.
Obviously, this started... you know, decades before you and I were little children. Mm-hmm. The original release of it, I think, was 1971. So, quite a long time ago.
That's pretty old.
Something I didn't realize is that I guess they've released a number of different versions of... I mean, they're all fairly similar, but there's slightly different versions of it over the years, including... one that you were actually making note of before we started recording. The most recent iteration, I guess, was in 2010. I guess Fisher-Price has had this like classic toys line where they've kind of been re-releasing some of their old classic recognizable stuff. Mm-hmm. So I guess if they were not really around for a while, it looks like maybe between 1983 and 2010, there wasn't really anything. But I guess they brought it back, so you can't actually go out and buy one now.
Fun fact, Fisher-Price turntables are actually where I first learned how to DJ.
Oh my gosh, would that be a crazy DJ set where they're using...
It's just too... I'm almost certain someone has used these in some sort of remixes somewhere. That would be amazing. God.
Funny you should say that. I wasn't going to jump into this yet, but actually I will. Because you said that.
Sorry.
Not remixing, but a few years ago in 2013, the Canadian record label Kelp Records released a single by the band Hillotrons. I don't know if that's how you say it. They released a two-sided single in this format.
On plastic Fisher-Price disc.
On plastic colored Fisher-Price record thing. Which I think is pretty amazing. Definitely a lot of nostalgia in that. It's actually kind of interesting, the whole story behind that, or at least like how they went about doing it. I guess they found, I don't know the full story, I would have to dig into it a little bit more, but basically I think they found this guy in the UK who, with his own, you know, like workshop equipment, has made a few of his own custom records in that format.
Mm-hmm.
And so they tracked that guy down and said, hey, can you make ones with this song? So they had to convert the song, like the single, the song itself, into what is essentially a music box with about one octave of notes. So I think it said, I read on one of these pages that they actually wrote a program specifically to convert the song into those notes. And then they had to, like, obviously, you know, design the record and then actually like cut it, you know, into, you know, plastic. And apparently that was a huge pain in the ass, but they did it. The thing is, they only made 5 of them, so they were super limited edition.
Super rare.
Yeah, exactly. But so they only made 5, but for the people who did get them, it was $99, but it came with the original, or it came with a Fisher-Price record player with the original discs that came with that player, as well as a vinyl copy of that band's latest album.
Okay, good. I was going to be like, for $99, I don't want a Fisher-Price toy.
Yeah. No, that's so I mean, it was a fairly cool package, I guess. And especially for how rare that is, that's actually not horrible to say that you have one of those. I was trying to track down like a YouTube video or something that played that single, but I think there's one video, but it's either... down or it's not available in our country, so we can't play on the show. But Anyway, so kind of moving off of that back onto this, just the toy itself. I don't know whether or not we should. Maybe we could play like one song.
I vote for either the children's marching song because that sounds dystopian as fuck, or Edelweiss because that's a really creepy German song.
Okay.
Yay.
So yeah, that's Edelweiss as portrayed on the Fisher-Price music box. It is a little creepy.
If I ever direct a horror movie, I'm playing that. Over the sound of like a small child slowly riding a tricycle. With a clown mask on.
Oh my god.
Funny thing about Edelweiss, I don't know if you ended up ever watching it, Peter, but there's a show on Netflix, or not Netflix, I'm sorry, Amazon, called The Man in the High Castle. About, like,
I've heard of that, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a alternate history where the Nazis won and defeated America, blah, blah, blah. In the beginning of the show, it's a really cool, like, title sequence where it projects, like, World War II Nazi images over, like, U.S., monuments and stuff. So it's really creepy. And the music playing over that is Edelweiss, so it adds, like, a really creepy layer to it. So,
oh, okay.
Hearing that song come out of a children's toy just sounds, like, terrifying to me. Really, if you think about it, though, children's songs playing in non-children settings are usually pretty creepy.
Yeah, I would agree with you there. So, yeah, you mentioned a couple of the songs. So, the Fisher-Price record player, typically, I don't know if it ever changed. It seems like there's over the years they kind of changed up, like, slightly, like the colors or the, I think possibly some of the songs, maybe, I'm not entirely sure about what were on the records, but generally the five colors of these plastic records were blue, turquoise, green, orange, and purple, and each one of them had two songs, one on each side. I don't know the exact, I think each side is roughly 30 seconds or so. So they had songs like Humpty Dumpty, Jack and Jill, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, like you said, like Children's Marching Song, Edelweiss, Camp Down, yes. Races, London Bridge, Hickory Dickory Dock, that sort of stuff. So it's a glorified music box, but it kind of has the cool interactive component where you can switch out the discs and play the songs, like, and choose what it's playing.
Yeah, it's like it's a glorified music box.
Yeah.
But it's still a very fun children's toy.
Yeah. And so if you were a child back in the 70s or later and your parents didn't want you messing with their actual record player, you could sit on your ass in the corner and play with this one.
And then gum the discs with your mouth.
Yeah, so obviously, you know, it was the discs are pretty thick. They're made of hard plastic. As a toy, I don't think there's any risk of killing yourself with one of these, but who knows?
True. So yeah, listeners, these were the direct evolution, or I guess the predecessor of Hit Clips, which we talked about in episode something something.
It was 189.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Back in episode 189, we talked about the 90s Hit Clips that were basically like children's centric MP3 players. It's funny, they went directly from this to Hit Clips. They never had like children's CDs. They probably had kids' cassettes, but cassettes themselves were kind of kid friendly enough.
Yeah, you know, that I think
you could give them to a kid and most likely it wouldn't break.
That's interesting. I never really thought about that way before, that cassettes were kid friendly enough that. Because, like, records, kids I probably shouldn't handle.
Kids could shatter, and CDs, then cut themselves.
I mean,
scratch.
Shouldn't, but could.
Whatever. I had a cassette player when I was a kid. In fact, I had a boombox that had two tape decks that you could record one to the other. So I made some sweet-ass mixtapes for my fly honeys when I was
when you were six 7 years old.
Exactly.
So I also found a wireless speaker that looks just like a Fisher-Price music box or record player.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a Bluetooth speaker?
Yeah.
But it's amazing.
But it looks exactly like one of these. So.
Oh my god, I want it. Send it to me. Give me the money.
For some reason, it's on Cracker Barrel's website.
The restaurant?
Yeah. I just went to Cracker Barrel for the first time recently, by the way.
How'd you like it? Did you get the peach cobbler? Because that's what they're known for.
I did not. We had breakfast there, and it was
breakfast is good. Yeah, when I was a kid, Cracker Barrel was like the Walmart of restaurants. It was everywhere, but it was always in like podunk little I have no idea where I am places. And I remember I really liked their peach cobbler as a kid.
That's funny. Yeah, they just, I think within the last 6 months or so, they just built one near me, but I think it's like the only one in Oregon, maybe.
That makes sense. They're very Midwest / South.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit Southwest. Oh, this is awesome. And it's only $16.
Oh, the speaker is?
Yes.
Whoa, it's on sale because it's usually $40.
I know. I almost want to buy this, like for real, for real.
Why does Cracker Barrel have this stuff?
Because, you said you went to the Cracker Barrel. You know when you go into the front of the place, there's always like almost like a gift shop because it's basically like a glorified tourist trap.
Mm-hmm.
They usually have like silly shit you can buy.
Mm, okay.
Because the Cracker Barrel's the type of restaurant that's like always at like a rest stop, you know, in like Iowa. Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah. So there's not a whole lot else to say about this thing. I think a lot of people probably, especially maybe some of our older listeners, probably have some nostalgia tied to this toy. I think even if you didn't own one, I think you were still, a lot of people are still familiar with it.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool. And we obviously are way behind the curve in terms of when this thing was first released, but I think I had one.
I know some point, had one.
And you did.
Somewhere.
So, you know, whether they're hand-me-downs or whatever, I mean, that's still...
I had that, and then I had about 5 different CNCs. You remember those things where you pull a lever and the little arrow spins, and it's like, the cow says, moo. It's funny, I had like 5 different ones, but they all were the same, like, general farm animals.
That's funny.
So, yeah.
That's what someone needs to do. They need to release a single on a CNC.
that would be beyond amazing.
Mm.
Or at least use a CNC as in like a remix of a song or something. I always liked when they broke because either the sound would get distorted or they would mess up so it'd be like the cow says bah or something. And would completely mess up my educational foundation for years to come, which explains a lot.
Okay, so which explains this podcast. Oh boy.
So yeah, we'll be doing an unboxing of a Fisher-Price record player on YouTube. No.
Oh, I wish we could. That would be really fun.
That would be amazing. That would actually be kind of cool.
Anyway, if you have special fond memories of this toy, tell us on Facebook at facebook.com/getyourfunk. If you're listening to us on SoundCloud, you can tell us there. Just comment on this track and say something. We're also in Google Play somewhere.
Whatever. Yay.
So, bye.
Bye.